This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
Yes, good morning. It is Get Serial Fridays with Eddie, Dan and Rubes. Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good morning.
Very good this morning.
We have a lot coming up today. As always, our Friday yarns. It is International Donut Day, which we will be speaking about later. A few other international days, which we are learning about, which we'll discuss in quite a bit. We've got some buy, swap, sell, Dan's Corner, where you can review anything you like, talking about the dentists, some fact-checking, hospo hell, and a couple interviews with Peter Kennedy and Babe Kennedy. So,
can I just put in quickly, before we get on with it, just a quick, to everyone listening at home, pinch punch, first of the month. No returns to me, so feel free to return it to Eddie or Rubes, but not to me. And I called it first. I think I'm the first person in Australia to call it at 6 a.m.
If only we had a text line where they would be able to text in with a punch bug in their backs. Yeah, it's just it's unfortunate. But these things and more we'll be discussing today. So, as always, TGI Fridays on Get Serial Fridays. But we like to start off the weekend right, and this week is no exception. So here's Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine on Get Serial with Eddie, Dan and Roops. This is Sin 90.7.
That was No Longer Lovers by Billy Davis, and before that we had Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. This is Eddie, Dan and Rubes on Get Serial on Sin 90.7. Now, Eddie, you've been chatting this one up all morning. It's your Friday yarn.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Yes. So this one, kind of just trying to feel through a couple of ideas here with the team. So I've come to my most trusted individuals.
The brain's trust.
Yes. I'm questioning whether it is. It's to set you a bit of a paint you a bit of a picture. It's birthday month in our household. Girlfriend's birthday is in a week or two. The ergo. Birthday month.
Birthday month. So birthday. It's one birthday. Not a series of birthdays.
No,
it
is a singular birthday that for some reason is going for a whole month.
My condolences.
That's okay. Now, because of this, obviously, budget has to come into the equation when you're thinking, okay, well, I got to do something on this night on the actual day. Plus, there's this day where we're going out and doing something.
You got the big night. You got a lot of little nights in there as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of little nights. There's a weekend involved.
Oh, yeah.
So, is it okay to use coupons or a voucher?
Yes. So, I say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I would say so.
That's just what I'm tossing up here is building an entire weekend built out of only Groupon vouchers.
I think that's fun. Well, I think that because it's only Groupons, it's like a bit of exciting. It's like, well, it can be a little bit like not so great, but like it's.
I think it'd be fun if you're both in on it.
Yeah.
If you're both in on like the fact that like, oh, by the way, this is the plan. We're gonna try and see how much money we can save over the whole weekend. It's gonna be really interesting. If you're both in on that, I can see the appeal.
I feel like it's got to be you either both know about it or you know about it, but she can't find out about it at all.
Mm.
If
well, that's she's that not is the that is the dilemma that we have. Rubes, do you have anything?
I'm just trying to think because it seems yeah. I didn't realize we had coupons in Australia.
Yeah,
I thought it was an American.
No,
thing.
My mum bought one of those books that has like over 100, you know, hundreds of those.
So there's a few places online that'll essentially every couple of weeks just have like different packages and experiences that you can go get. So it might just be like, you know, what would usually be an hour massage for, you know, $70 or something is down to like $15 for like a couple of days if you book it in at that point. And I'm not sure if I'm going to use that particular one, although, you know, sounds like a fantastic idea. That there is, you know, there's a few ways you can find stuff pretty cheap. Like going, you know, if you want to go down to the Mornington area, just do all the free stuff. That's like going to
the touristy the, stuff. Yeah,
touristy
yeah.
stuff. Going to the crab places. If they want to go to that like high rise canopy thing, don't pay for the high rise canopy thing and just do the hedge maze. You know, there's heaps of things
ways.
You can do.
There's ways.
You don't get it. You don't get a coupon on the high rise canopy. That's all I'm saying. No one's getting free to that experience. But that's essentially my dilemma. So if you guys at home have had, you know, an extensive date using only coupons or
I
vouchers,
hear about that.
We want to hear about it. Let us know. Let's chat about it. I'm interested to know. I need some more ideas. So let's just see how that one goes.
Let's see.
Well, coming up next, we've got Sofa with their track Collard, and we'll be back with Rubes' Friday Yarn. This is Get Serial with Eddie, Dan and Rubes on Sin 90.7.
Alrighty, and that was All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys. Before that, we had Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates. And at the top of that musical bracket, we had Sofa by Collard. Now, Rubes, you've
yes.
been... Now, sometimes you really chat them up. This time you've really chatted it up. Your Friday yarn...
It's a bit of pressure.
You put it on yourself. Your Friday yarn is off the rails. We want to hear it.
Yep. So today, it is my boyfriend and my one-year anniversary.
Ooh,
congratulations.
Thank
congratulations.
You. And it got me thinking, why do we have to celebrate every single anniversary? We have to celebrate one-month anniversaries, six-month anniversaries, one-year anniversaries, 18-month anniversaries.
Well, you don't have to.
But it's just, it seems like well. Everybody's posting and you just need to celebrate every little thing. It's anniversary. It's annual. You only need to celebrate it once a year.
I feel like once you've reached this one-year mark, now it's 1 year. Like, you do
yeah.
it every year.
I don't know. It just...
I said, I'm going to tell you a brief story.
Okay.
Because I feel I agree with you. I agree with you, Rubes.
Yes.
I don't want to conform to the social pressures of anniversaries and such. So, same way I don't conform to the social pressures of Valentine's Day or any
Ooh.
Such thing.
Or paying full price for
or paying
birthday
full
gifts.
Price for everything. It's a lot of fun dating me. So on our 6 month anniversary, which also happened to fall on Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. I absolutely refused. To celebrate Valentine's Day, just because I believe it's a Hallmark holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we turned that into a new holiday, which is now called Black Panther Day. So
you just watched Black Panther?
Yeah. So we went and saw the film Black Panther.
Nice.
And now it's Black Panther Day. So if you have a problem with a holiday, I agree with you. Just do the mm-hmm. once a year thing. I think
exactly.
that's enough. I think that's totally fine. And any other time, just turn it into a different day. Turn it into Lord of the Rings Day. Turn it into mm-hmm. any your favorite movie, Harry Met Sally Day. I know you talk about that one all the time.
That's such a niche one. I can't believe that's your favourite movie.
Is
yeah,
it?
I don't know. It's not mine. Okay. I've never watched it before.
I was just
okay.
taking a shot in the dark. Yeah.
Yeah, I was taking a shot in the dark. But I agree with you.
Yeah, it's not... too many presents. It's too much money. It's just...
It is.
Yeah, there's so many things that you need to think about for each day.
Not enough love to go around.
Exactly. Just stick to the
anniversary. Why don't... You should... My parents did this and I admire them. They've been married now for 38 years.
They long
said,
time.
It's as my dad would say, you get less time for murder. he keeps saying it, but you know, anyway. that's a good one. But my parents sat down and had a conversation and they said, we are not doing Valentine's Day. They sat down, they were very democratic about it.
Oh,
and
wow.
And they said, we're not doing it, we don't believe in it, it's
sounds
not happening.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, so I think you need to sit down, have an honest conversation with your partner, and just be like, we're not doing it. I'm not having it.
Well,
don't
also,
want any of it. Unless you want to get me a gift, but don't expect any reciprocation.
And to follow on from your point, Rubes, it's like you do the 6 month or the 1 year, and then if you're going to do the 18 months, then you've got throw in two birthdays in there.
Oh,
and
too
then
much.
You've also got, you know, whatever holiday you have, whether it be Christmas or Ramadan or Hanukkah or whatever. Like you, it's ridiculous. It's insane. Got to think of Easter chocolate. I'm just hear the money walking
holidays.
Out of my wallet.
There's just too many holidays.
There's too many holidays. Too many people having too much fun, sharing too much love in the world. That's what. No, actually, that's not true. We need more love in the
we
world, but we need less gifting holidays. Maybe more. Just kind of cuddle Netflix holidays, I suppose.
Just
that's
spreading the love holidays.
Yeah,
Netflix
there we go.
Chill day.
Yeah, that's the Get Serial Fridays national holiday.
Ooh.
Ooh. We've got one in the running. And by the end of these 12 weeks, by God, we will have a national holiday. Well, That I agree with you, Rubes. You got me fired up. You got my Friday going. But coming up next is The World Is Yours, and The World Is Yours, Rubes.
Yes, it is.
But this is Nas. On Get Serial.
Language warning coming up.
Welcome back to Get Serial with Eddie, Dan and Rubes. What you heard at the top there was The World Is Yours by Nas, followed by Elvis's Flaming Star by Pond. But we've, despite popular belief, Dan is actually very shy and very quiet and hasn't really told us much about his yarn. So we're eager to hear about it because we're sure it's juicy. So Dan, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, my yarn, and I think it's relatable to just about everyone that has social media or that's used social media for a long time, especially relevant to the young folk out there who got Facebook. I'm talking circa 2007. When they were just, you know, young little...
Joined in 2008.
Yeah, exactly. So we're all real young. I remember I just started high school and I got my Facebook.
10 years ago.
Ah, it's real depressing.
Scary.
Quick math.
So my yarn is I'm kind of getting sick and tired of the My Memories function on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
I love the fact that I can look through and get some nice memories. But I hate the fact that I get to experience who I was 10 years ago all over again and have to read through the comments and look at the cringe and, like, awfulness of who I was.
It's funny you say that because we've only just become friends on Facebook and it seems to be, like, a more regular occurrence that will pop up in my news feed that Dan has commented or clicked on something from 2010 and 2011. And it's unsurprising because they are quite bad.
They're so bad that I want everyone to see how bad they are.
Yeah, they're pretty terrible. And it's just like around like when you would have been in like year 11 or around that age. And it's really heartbreaking stuff to see. Like it's really unfortunate and I feel genuinely bad for you. I don't really have the same issue though. I don't know if you do, Rubes.
I do, but mainly for year 9. Yeah. Every time I see something from 2012, I'm like, ooh,
yeah,
it's not going to be good.
Get it out of there.
Yeah.
Because I've been through that before. Everyone knows that series where you might have a mate or something that'll go through all your old posts and just tag you know, retag into the post to get it up into
That's
the news
me.
Feed. Yeah,
that is
something
me.
Something super embarrassing. So over a period of time, we all tried to do this to each other. Someone tried to do it to me, and I'm bulletproof. I'm fine.
They got nothing
on me. The most embarrassing status that they could find from me, apart from maybe like song lyrics or something where it was like
listening
to Jack Johnson or something. You know what I mean? Like not pretty harmless. The worst one they could find was staying in on a Friday night and ordering Chinese food. Heck yeah. Like that was the worst one.
I would love that now.
Exactly.
That sounds like an awesome Saturday night. And after that, after they realized that they couldn't get me because that sounds awesome because, you know, 12-year-old me and 23-year-old me are pretty much the same person. Well, the world is yours. The world is my oyster. I am bulletproof and Skynet is going to study me.
So what I've got for today that I think my most embarrassing one, it's between two, both one from 2011 and one from 2010. 2010 was rediscovered his Xbox. Now must rush out and rebuy live and must buy MW2 or BD2. Now, I'd be lying to you if I knew what all those abbreviations stood
Modern
for.
Modern Warfare 2.
That's what I thought, but I don't know what BD2 was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
25 comments, and I can't read through it all. I don't have the mental energy.
I think that's cute, though, because it's you telling people about your day and your thought process and stuff, and I think that's fairly harmless.
And then 2011 was just Primal Scream, sick band. Okay, cool, nice. I'm glad. No likes, no comments.
Well, are they a sick band, though?
Yeah, I mean, yes, they are, but
I don't see an issue with it.
But, like, why is it? The fact that like, that's how we used to use social media versus how we use social media now, it's like, oh, I'm going to write a status about the band I'm listening to now where it's like, I found the most niche picture and I put some text on it and I, you know, it's all about not wanting to live.
Memes.
But, social media use in general.
Maybe if our social media use was much similar to how it was 10 years ago, then the world might be a lot happier place.
I think it was a more wholesome environment 10 years ago.
Less judgment.
But less dank memes.
That's it.
So.
It's the trade-off. All right. I think we're going to a song. This is Mrs. Vanderbilt with by Paul McCartney and The Wings. You're listening to Sid 90.7 with Eddie, Dan and Rubes.
Welcome back to Get Serial with Eddie, Dan and Rubes. What you just heard was Reckoner by Radiohead, and before that was Mrs. Vanderbilt by Paul McCartney and The Wings. But it is time for some hospo hell. We've all been there. Well, everyone in this room.
Done our time. Or doing our time.
Yes. So, Rubes, please take it away.
So, today's episode of Hospo Hell will focus on messy eaters.
I like this intro.
So, yesterday...
I'm also a big fan of it.
I went to work to pick up my pay, and I picked up my little brother from school. So, we sat down, had a meal there, but there was already a bit of dirt on the table. But I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to make everybody feel awkward. And then when I left, my boss told the other co-workers, he's like, oh, was Ruby sitting at table 8 by any chance? Because she left a bit of a mess. But it wasn't me that left the mess. It was the people before. So that's my issue. People leaving big messes in cafes and then just not caring.
Like, and then walking away. I feel
exactly.
That.
Babies with crumbs everywhere.
On the floor and you got to sweep the floor after they leave.
It's there's certainly a massive sense of entitlement with people that, like, when you pay for anything anywhere. Like, you go out for dinner, like, anywhere that's kind of semi-hospitality, and, like, as soon as it's not your issue, it's not your problem, you're going to do the least amount possible.
Sorry. It's like, are you? Because I know you're not.
And you know who people that clean up after themselves? Former hospo people.
Yeah. People that pass, you know, the dishes up or stack things when they finished eating.
You could also raise a possible second issue that none of your co-workers cleaned the table before you sat down there.
Mm. Lazy work.
Not you. Me. You weren't on the clock. It doesn't matter. We're throwing your teammates under the bus. That's all we're saying. We're going to, you know, create division, which we don't need. Everyone needs to be on the same team. But there's got to be a little bit of frustration. That's why you work well together.
Just, at the end of the day, it's just common courtesy to when you're in a space. Well, regardless of if you're paying for the meal, it's be considerate of your surroundings and the people around you.
And then there's the customers that sit at the only dirty table in the whole cafe.
And then get annoyed.
As well. Exactly. That you take half an hour to clean it up. It's like there was 20 other tables you could have sat at.
What do you think would be an ideal solution to solving this uncourteous entitlement?
I think people could just make less of a mess and then just kind of sit at a table that's not dirty.
So maybe run an ad campaign of getting the food into your mouth and, like, maybe larger plates.
Maybe
people can just use a knife and fork properly,
maybe,
which seems to be where you're going.
People can just pick up after their children when there's, like, excessive amounts of crumbs on the floor. Just make a bit of an effort.
Well, we're not asking for miracles here.
We're asking for the bare minimum.
That's fair enough. Well, we do. We both agree.
We're all in agreement here.
We hate messy people. And just as that should die, love is to die.
Yes, so, what a segue.
Thank you. You're welcome. Good. This is Love is to Die by Warpaint. This is Get Serial with Eddie, Dan and Rubes on Sin 90.7.
I'm Jessica Kearney with your 7 a.m. Sin News Bulletin. The Turnbull government's proposed lifetime cap on student debts will affect up to 30,000 current postgraduate students who will need to pay up front. The Council of Australian Postgraduate Association claims a growing number of students will find conflict with a new $100,000 lifetime loan limit to come into effect this year. Under the changes, Commonwealth-supported places will also count towards the lifetime limit. This will affect students who have received subsidised undergraduate study but later undertake full-fee postgraduate study. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has fought back tears on national television, accusing Senator Brian Burston of stabbing her in the back. Senator Burston broke party ranks over the government's company tax cuts and is on the verge of leaving One Nation after reaching out to join the Sporting Shooters Party. Senator Hanson told Sky News, "This isn't the first time Brian stabbed me in the back, and that goes back a long time ago." Senator Burstyn has denied that he tried to defect from the party. There's concerns a drive-by shooting and firebomb attack in Frankston signals a new bikie war. Former bikie gang leader Brent James Recar's home was sprayed with bullets and his car was firebombed yesterday. The Herald Sun reports Mr. Recar has been working underground to reform the Finks outlaw motorcycle gang. Women who want to be insured for breast cancer treatment will have to fork out significantly more money than cover for other cancers under controversial government changes. Cancer would be categorised according to where it occurs in the body under the reform. Breast Cancer Network Australia and the Cancer Council claim the changes are discriminatory, with prostate cover for men included under the cheapest policies, but breast cancer would only be covered by more expensive health fund policies. Private Healthcare Australia Chief Rachel David said the exclusion of breast cancer has not been discussed within her organisation. To sport now in footy, in the first game of the Sir Doug Nicholls round tonight, the Swans will take on Carlton. Carlton will be out to prove their critics wrong over the anticipated blowout in a Friday night time slot. In tennis, Australian Ash Barty's French Open dream is over after she was defeated in straight sets by Serena Williams in round two. Today's weather, it is set to be a cloudy day. It is pretty chilly out there in Melbourne, 4 degrees set for a top of 15. That's all the news for now. The headlines in half an hour. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7 FM.
And at the top of that bracket before the news, we had Love Is To Die by Warpaint. Then we went on to Plan A by the Dandy Warhols. Then we had the news. And then we had 1901 by Phoenix. So, we've had a few good songs in there.
Mm.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while since we've spoken to you. I hope you haven't forgotten our voices. We haven't forgotten yours.
Yeah.
We missed you. Been thinking about you out there in radio land.
Thinking about you. Yeah. But it is time for a new segment. Well, a new piece of interest. I want to play a game, essentially, with Dan and Noobs. And I'm going to call it Buy, Swap, or Sell. It is very similar to The Price is Right, except I'm pitting my co-hosts against each other. So it's slightly more fun. So what we're going to do here is I have found a few different items from online, pages, online forums, where people we will buy, swap and sell their stuff throughout Australia, predominantly through Melbourne today, just to kind of make it easy, familiarise yourself with the game. And then we'll go from there. So essentially, I'm going to read out a description of something that someone wants to buy, swap, or sell, and you have to guess how much you think that they are willing to sell it for, and whoever the closest wins a point. Fairly simple.
All right, let's do it.
Does everyone understand the game?
Yes. Not only do I understand it, I'm going to win it.
Okay. Well, battle lines
settle
have
down.
Been, yeah, battle lines have been drawn. Okay, the first, the title. Hot Wheels Bulk Set, Not Parting. So this is the title of what they're selling.
Hot Wheels Bulk Set.
Hot Wheels Bulk Set.
How many cars are we talking?
And they are not parting, so they can't be separated. It can only, yep. They have to buy the whole thing. And so here is the rest of the description. Hi there. I have 60 cars in total with 3 packs. I'm selling them as a bulk set. There are some treasure hunts in there, multiple flame cars, some Marvel cars, Nissan's Volkswagen Jeep, Dodge Mazda Moon Eyes van, and Pro Stacker Fast in the Furious Ford cars, Chevy motorbikes, Corvette Beetles, Real Riders, Captain America, Dodge Can. There's no punctuation in this post, by the way. I would just like to... I'm entering punctuation where I see fit. Can post at buyer's expense or pick up north suburbs, and I won't say where, just for, you know, personal reasons. But northern suburbs, how much do you think they're going for? Cause you talked trash first, Dan. You have to go first, giving Rubes a slight advantage.
How many cars were there?
60 cars in total.
Okay.
With 3 packs. Whatever that means.
I'm going to go $30.
$30. Interesting. Counter offer, Rubes.
It is way more than $30. It is like $150.
Rubes, you won. You got it. It is $200. They're looking for $200. Did you just play a sound effect?
Yeah, listen.
People...
And this is what it sounds like if this is my one.
Okay.
Rob. Okay. I found him, and I love him.
Well, we found the sound effects board. For the good for us. Everyone's learning today. So the next item on the board. is the G27 Drift Simulator Cockpit Rig.
Oh, no.
Okay? Do we all have an idea of what this might be?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Is it just like kind of a chair?
Well, I'll read the description. I'll read the description, and then Rubes, you will be taking the first guess. So, the G27 Drift Simulator Cockpit Rig. I made this about a year ago, selling as I don't use it anymore. I installed a handbrake that has a realistic spring tension feel. The handbrake is wired up to one of the red buttons on the shifter, so you just need to map that to handbrake in the game. See this from an Audi A4 on rails, inverted pedals, separate TV mount from the frame. I've still got all the plastics from the pedal base if you need them. How much is this seller looking to part with his precious item?
I feel like I'm going to go way too high on this one.
Wow.
But...
Well, Dan bet, you know, like $50 before, so...
It was 30. I'm
not, you're already in the lead.
Their
so
cars.
It's fine.
$400.
160.
160. Rubes, you've done it again. You've done it again. He would like $300 for his precious gift, so congratulations. And Dan, please, your own sound effect for your guess. Thank you. Damn. Is that unfortunate that you had to do that to yourself?
I have to buzz myself.
Look, there is one more. And so if you want your pride, I can do it.
Yeah, I want it.
He wants his pride. This is for his pride. Right. And this is for you to rub the dirt in his face. Mm-hmm. And I'm rooting for Rubes. That's all I'm saying. So we have easy one, moccasins. New size, 9.5, pickup, Cranbourne West. Now.
Wait, just for all our listeners out there. What's a moccasin? It's definitely not a question for me.
Slippers.
Asking for
they're
a friend.
Like, they're, slippers, like, they're like slippers.
But fluffy.
She's going to get it because she knows what they are. I don't know.
Well, it's... Yeah, but you have to figure out what...
Give me the description.
You have to figure out what they want to sell the thing for.
What material is it made from?
That's not in the description. I can't tell you. I'm sorry, Rubes.
What does the picture look like?
So, new size, 9.5, pickup.
Men or women's?
But they're moccasins, dude. They're just moccasins. They're
Is that a gender-neutral slipper?
They're gender-neutral slippers.
Okay.
If you must know, they look like males. Male slippers.
Okay, more masculine slippers.
They look more masculine slippers, yes,
well,
I suppose.
Well, they're 9.5, so...
Yeah, but I could totally imagine my boopa wearing them, so...
there's no description?
No, that's it. That's the description.
They've been
new
used
size.
Before.
No, new. Size 9.5.
Okay.
Pickup.
Where pickup?
Well, in the western suburbs.
Right, $30 again.
Rubes, counter offer?
$95.
I'm sorry, Rubes. You just rubbed his face in the dark. He is looking for
$70
for his new moccasins. So that has been a buy, swap, and swell. Buy, swap. Good timing. Buy, swap, and sell with Eddie, Dan, and Rubes.
You know what I think of this new segment?
I love it.
That's what I think of it.
I know
what
my prices. It's just
so yeah. If you if anyone wants to find out where they can they want to be contacted with the sellers, just find us on Get Cereal on Facebook, and I'll hook you up. I can be a little bit of a middleman. I won't ask for a cut, at least not a big one. But yeah. So Rubes, a whitewash this week, and I look forward to it happening next week. But for now, we'll have to, I guess, a language warning coming up. It's Better Have My Money by Rihanna on Get Cereal with Eddie, Dan, and Rubes.
And it's very fitting.
And that was Ice House with Great Southern Land. And before that, Rihanna with Better Have My Money. You're listening to Eddie, Dan, and Rubes on Get Cereal on Sin 90.7. And now it is time for Dan to review anything he would like.
That's right. It's my corner. It's my time, so you all zip it up. I think it's Lady Gaga that said zip your lips like a padlock.
Okay.
Yeah, it was either Lady Gaga or that other one, Kesha.
Well,
in my head, they're the same. In my head, they're the same because their music is identical. And speaking of music, I'm reviewing, I got a little something to review.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last week it was Courtney Barnett. This week, similar vein, I feel like it's a very similar scene, Father John Misty.
Mm-hmm.
Love him or hate him, I love him.
Okay.
So he released his fourth studio album this week, and it is called God's Favorite Customer. I think it's very fitting for Josh Tillman, who was the former drummer of Fleet Foxes. So very, very fitting for him. He speaks a lot about God and existence and love and death and life and everything that kind of goes with it. And it's a bit of a shift away from his last album, Pure Comedy. But it's finding its roots again in what he originally did. It's a bit sadder. It's a bit less funny. There's one song in it that's got a bit of humour. And that's called Mr. Tillman. And it's all about him checking out at a hotel after a big night of ruining his hotel room. But overall, it's full of emotion and sadness and happiness and love and, you know, the story, you know, it's just the emotions of a man that's aging in this very weird and bizarre world we live in. And it's a really well-rounded, wholesome album. It came out today, so I listened to it this morning on my way in, and it was great 4 a.m. music. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard of Father John Misty or listened to any of his songs. So yeah, I can't really input anything.
Rubes only listens to good music, Dan. I have heard Father John Misty before. And what I like to hear when you kind of hear new music or I guess discovering something or anything, are you now associating this music at all with a certain feeling or with a certain, you know, mindset or anything? Because there's certainly, so like I certainly do that whenever I find something new that I love. It'll, like, if I want to feel a certain mood, then I'll go back to that. Is that happening for you at the moment?
Yeah, so it's very like melancholy. I think that's kind of his music in general because he touches on those real raw emotions.
Mm.
That's kind of what it draws me. So when I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, this sounds like when I first listened to Father John Misty, I was in a bit of a like, what does it all mean kind of phase. It's kind of taking me back because it's, you know, he's very existential and very kind of meta. Just in essence.
And would you say a fine addition to his discography?
Yes, I would say better than his last, but not better than his first two. So it's probably his third best of four albums. But that's, you know, a solid 7 out of 10, I would put it. So.
Well, I don't want to take your word for it.
Let's let the listeners decide.
Let's have the listeners decide. So what have you got lined up for us?
So I've got Mr. Tillman, which is the second track on the album. Tillman being Father John Misty's real name, Josh Tillman. Mm. And it was what I was talking before. It's the more comedic song on the album. There's a bit of tongue-in-cheek stuff. And just for the listeners out there, it's about, you know, well, you'll hear the lyrics, but it's about Josh Tillman checking out of a hotel and a kind of conversation between him and the concierge.
Do we need a language warning?
No language warning.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Well, according to Spotify, there's no language warning. But I'm going to put a potential language warning in front of it, so potentially block your ears.
Well, this is Get Serial with Eddie, Dan and Rubes at 7:26 in the morning. It's in 90.7.
This is Sin News.
Good morning. Jessica Kearney with your morning news headlines. The Turnbull government's proposed lifetime cap on students' debts will affect up to 30,000 current postgraduate students who will need to pay up front. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has fought back tears on national television, accusing Senator Brian Burston of stabbing her in the back. An 18-year-old learner driver was caught drink driving in Patterson Lakes overnight, with his dad in the passenger seat, also over the blood alcohol limit. Concerns have been raised a drive-by shooting and firebomb attack in Frankston signals a new bikie war. Women who want to be insured for breast cancer treatment will have to fork out significantly more money than cover for other cancers under controversial government changes. To sport now in footy, in the first game of Sir Doug Nicholls' Indigenous round tonight, the Swans will take on Carlton. Carlton will be out to prove their critics wrong over the anticipated blowout in a Friday night time slot. In tennis, Australian Ash Barty's French Open dream is over after she was defeated 2-1 by Serena Williams in round two. Today's weather, it is pretty chilly in Melbourne with morning frost. It is currently 4 degrees, set for a top of 15. That's all the news for now. A full bulletin in at 8 o'clock. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7 FM.
Well, Jess.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, oh, I can sense the trepidation in your voice. It is time for the lightning round.
No, it's excitement.
Well, it is time for the lightning round, as it is every week at 7:30. So what we have for you today, and if you're just joining us for the first time, a lightning round is where I challenge Jess's journalistic integrity and try and find some fake news and some real news, and she has to figure out which is which. So real quick, this week, we've only got three. We've only got three this week, not the usual four, sometimes five. We're going with three this week, so we're trying to keep it safe. Could be more difficult. We don't know. Maybe it's all mind games. But first headline. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Please don't roast marshmallows over the erupting Hawaii volcano, USGS warns. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Everyone? Yeah?
Yep.
Quote, it's like Mean Girls, but everyone is 80. End quote. How nursing homes deal with bullies. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Final headline. Senate asks Zuckerberg, while you're here, can you set up our printer?
Okay, the first one with the volcano and marshmallows, I love, and I reckon it's true because who doesn't love roasted marshmallows? Any excuse for
them? I want
them.
Volcanic marshmallows.
Yeah, I feel like that would be really good. Like, yeah,
well, there is
a
there is
marshmallows.
There is,
yeah, have like an ashy.
All of these things are currently happening, so I wanted to make sure that they're all like legit.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go first one's legit. Second one, I feel like nursing homes could be a bit mean, early. Like, everyone's sort of cooped up in one little place.
It's clicky.
Yeah, it's clicky. Could be clicky.
People don't change, is that what you're saying?
No,
people don't change.
People don't change.
People don't change.
Stay the same.
So you're going with the third one.
I'm
going
to go with the third one.
While you're here, can you set up our printer?
Although printers are very hard to set up.
Yeah, I don't know why they're so difficult.
Yeah.
Mm. You also have to ask yourself the question, who still uses, you know, a fax machine? Yeah, people still use printers. Don't get me wrong. People still use plenty of those, but were you going to lock that in?
I'm going to lock that in. I'm locking it in.
You're correct. Again, still on a win streak. I think it's like 3 weeks in a row now.
Boom.
And there's the soundboard. Everyone's winning here except for me today, so this is real fantastic.
I did love the choice of stories today.
Well,
though.
You know, I tried to make it. I thought maybe having less options would make it a bit harder. Try to use everything that was, you know, semi-realistic. Apparently not. Apparently I need to go back to the drawing board and we're going to have to find some seriously too close to home kind of satire that it's almost going to be unfair that I'm just going to have to change one or two words like local politician helps out or something. I don't know. we'll see. But while I recuperate and I guess recover, I guess we're going to have to go to a bit of music because I'm a bit upset to be totally
I'm
frank.
Hungry for marshmallows.
But you know what though? It's not that I don't like that segment. It's that I love it. This is Dreadlock Holiday by 10cc. This is Sin 90.7 with 80 Dan and Rubes. Welcome back to Get Cereal with 80 Dan and Rubes. That was Dreadlock Holiday by 10cc, and what you just heard was Stars by Angel Olsen. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed those few tracks. We've got a little something that you might not know about.
Well, yes.
Today is is it a Friday, it's
yes.
the 1st of June, it's the first day of winter.
It's my anniversary with my boyfriend as well.
It is.
Anniversary, yeah. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
It is many days of the month. It is the coldest morning in Melbourne. Sorry to steal your thunder, Jess. Oh, coldest morning of the year. But it is it is Donut Day, essentially. It's also International Day of the Milk. There's a better way to say that.
It's World Milk Day.
World Milk
Day. The official title.
There we go. That's the better way to say it. But we're kind of brought to our attention that there are a lot of days and there are a lot of months. So just to kind of quickly run you through what's happening this month, it's Aquarium Month, Fight of the Filthy Fly Month, Gay Pride Month, National Accordion Awareness Month. It comes to my attention at this point that some months might have, like, some awareness months might have more importance than others, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. National Adopt-a-Cat Month. Hey, that's something cool. Fresh Fruit and Veg Month. Now, there's a lot here. There's some favourites, but it's National Say Something Nice Day.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah, I'm not going to participate,
so
essentially.
I can just say something nice. Okay, what about nice?
I
did it.
That's cheating,
I
though.
Said nice. I said something nice.
I don't think the audience can see your inverted commas.
The finger commas?
The finger commas that you're currently displaying at the moment. So,
lasers.
Well, there's also Global Day of Parents and International Children's Day. So it kind of seems just someone like got a bit petty. And just decided to
was
make
the
a day
kids?
For them.
I reckon it was the parents. I reckon it was International Kids Day, and the parents were like, nah, like, that's Nah, like, that's we do all allowed. The work. That's not on. We're having our day. And you can't have international kids there without international parents there, because who's going to organise it? You know, the kids? Mm. Okay.
Doubt it.
Like to see that.
Little idiots. It's okay. They're not listening to this. It's totally fine. But last but not least, it is National Leave the Office Earlier Day.
Oh, well.
So we are finishing in about 5 minutes.
If you insist.
At 7:55.
Jess can finish the show for us.
Jess can finish the show. She's a workhorse. She wouldn't leave here. She wouldn't be the ones to leave early, that's for sure. But you have been given full permission from Get to Your Fridays to leave the office earlier. So that's just a little
something. And if anyone says anything, just tell them we told you to.
They'll be like, it was Eddie, Dan, and Rubes. And they'll be like, well, they're fired. And they'll be like, well, they don't work here. So that's fine.
Yeah, see you later. But it's also International Pen Pal Day.
Do you have a pen pal?
I had a pen pal.
You had a pen pal?
Yeah, in primary school we got pen pals.
Yeah, we were made to get pen pals. We had to talk to people.
Yeah, I don't remember where mine was from.
You sound really traumatised by that. We had to talk to people. It was a really rough time.
But perhaps I can wish my pen pal Happy World Milk Day and send them a donut.
Maybe this is time for you to reconnect.
I wonder if I could find out who... Ah, it's probably too far gone.
Well, you didn't even try and you've already given up.
It was 2002, I think, I had my pen pal, so it was a good 16 years ago.
Oh, my.
They could be dead.
Well, maybe that they have, much like you have, Forgot Myself by Jen Clower. This is Get Serial.
That was the worst.
Okay. It wasn't as bad as the one before.
We're getting better.
We're getting better.
We're learning.
It's okay. It's International Forget Myself Day.
You know what? Because International says something nice there, I'm going to say that was actually a really good segue.
Oh, that was mean.
I was forced to say that. This is Forgot Myself by Jen Clower on Sin 90.7 with Eddie, Dan, and Rubes.
This is Sin News.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Kearney with your 8 a.m. Sin News Bulletin. The Turnbull government's proposed lifetime cap on student debts will affect up to 30,000 current postgraduate students who will need to pay up front. The Council of Australian Postgraduate Association claims a growing number of students who have received subsidised undergraduate study and later undertake postgraduate study will find conflict with a new $100,000 lifetime loan limit to come into effect this year. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has fought back tears on national television, accusing Senator Brian Burston of stabbing her in the back. Senator Burston broke party ranks over the government's company tax cuts and is on the verge of leaving One Nation after reaching out to join the Sporting Shooters Party. Senator Hanson told Sky News, "This isn't the first time Brian stabbed me in the back, and that goes back a long time ago." Senator Burston has denied that he tried to defect from the party. An 18-year-old learner driver was caught drink driving in Paterson Lakes overnight, with his father in the passenger seat also over the blood alcohol limit. Both men will be charged on summons with a number of driving and drink driving offences. There's concerns a drive-by shooting and firebomb attack in Frankston signals a new bikie war. Former bikie gang leader Brent James Ricar's home was sprayed with bullets and his car was firebombed yesterday. The Herald Sun reports Mr. Ricar has been working underground to reform the Finks outlaw motorcycle gang. Women who want to be insured for breast cancer treatment will have to fork out significantly more money than cover for other cancers under controversial government changes. Cancer would be categorised according to where it occurs in the body under the reform. Breast Cancer Network Australia and the Cancer Council claim the changes are discriminatory, with prostate cover for men included under the cheapest policies, but breast cancer would only be covered by more expensive health fund policies. And in sport, in footy, the first game of the Sir Doug Nicholls Indigenous round tonight. The Swans will take on Carlton. Carlton will be out to prove their critics wrong over the anticipated blowout in a Friday night time slot. In tennis, Australian Ash Barty's French Open dream is over after she was defeated 2-1 by Serena Williams in round two. Today's weather, it is pretty chilly in Melbourne with morning frost. It is currently 4 degrees, set for a top of 15 today. That's all the news for now. A full bulletin at 8:30. You're listening to Get Serial with Jess Kearney on Sin 90.7 FM.
Doing something that's been done. copycat star number one. When on holidays for fun, all the people stare and can't believe what he's done. Copycat star having fun.
So before the news there, we had Forget Myself by Jen Clower. Following that, we had True by the Spandau Ballet. Hit the news there with Jessica Kearney. And then Shoe Suede Blues by the Frowning Clouds. We are now at an interview.
Yeah, we are now welcomed by Peter Collins at the moment. We're just Peter, are you still there at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Peter is, you are doing a social enterprise with guide dogs with Dialogue in the Dark. For those that might not know at home, would you be able to tell us a little bit about the project and why it's celebrating its first birthday?
Sure. Dialogue in the Dark originated in Germany about 30 years ago and has been in over 40 countries around the world. We're the 41st city to host Dialogue in the Dark. We opened our doors a year ago this weekend, and so this Sunday we're celebrating our first birthday here in Melbourne. Dialogue in the Dark is a immersive experience whereby we've recreated the city of Melbourne in complete darkness. Visitors are given a white cane and their guide is someone with blindness and low vision, and you get an opportunity to see Melbourne in a way you've never seen it before.
Perfect. So so has this been running every weekend for the last year, or has it only been on some occasional weekends, or has it been running concurrently the entire time?
Whole time, 6 days a week. We're a permanent fixture here in Melbourne. We're based down at the Docklands. So we run 6 days a week and 7 days a week over school holidays.
So it's also my understanding that it caters to kind of, it'll take you to, I suppose, familiar areas of the city with you know, landscapes and attractions that most of us should know, and then I suppose give us a detailed version of that area with different soundscapes and a different way to immerse ourselves in that area. Is that kind of the general?
Yeah, so you'll undertake a one-hour tour through Melbourne. You'd be very familiar with all the sites that you'll find along the way. As I mentioned, it's an immersive experience with sound, smell, touch, and it'll give you an insight into the way people move through Melbourne in different ways and how people see the world in different ways.
So what were some of the challenges that you guys found when coming up with such a cutting-edge kind of tour of showcasing what Melbourne is like for the visually impaired?
Look, it's interesting because we've as I mentioned, we've got 40 other sites around the world, and we're very excited that Melbourne was the first to host a Dialogue in the Dark in Australia. Obviously we have to ensure that there's no light in the space, so we ask patrons not to have any mobile phones or watches and Fitbits, but it did take a lot to darken a room to make it safe and fun and enjoyable for everyone. But we've had some really great responses to it here in Melbourne.
What has the public reaction been like for the people that participate in this experience?
Sure. It's one of my one of the best parts of my job is to talk to people once they've been through the experience. We've received 5 out of 5 stars on Facebook, TripAdvisor, etc., and we find that people really get an insight and an empathy of how people with a disability make their way through a very common scenario, such as walking through Melbourne. And it does really provide you an opportunity to understand how others see the world.
Well, that was some. I'm glad you kind of touched on that area, Peter, because there is a bit of a discussion that maybe the general public is sometimes hesitant to engage with, I guess, the visually impaired and uncertain on areas that we can help. And is that something that you've seen people really kind of transform and change at that this kind of social enterprise does? So Dialogue in the Dark kind of helps those two areas come together and reduce that social impact.
Definitely, definitely. We have a range of participants coming through, such as families, corporate groups, school groups. It gives an opportunity for a conversation to be had around blindness and low vision. You get an opportunity at the end of your tour to sit in complete darkness with your guide and ask them whatever question you like about Dialogue in the Dark or about blindness and low vision. It aims to create change in a community, also provide employment opportunities, and also to have a really fun and interactive and immersive experience.
So, what are the kind of the age ranges of those that are employed? Is it volunteer based, or is it also genuine paid employees? Is there a vast discrepancy of age or anything, or?
No. We pay all our staff are paid. This is a social enterprise where one of our aims is to create meaningful employment for people with blindness and low vision, and also to provide transferable skills out into a mainstream workforce. In terms of our team at Dialogue in the Dark, we have a big range between people in their early 20s through to their 60s. We have people of different gender, religion, ethnic backgrounds, experience in the world. It's quite a fantastic team to work with, and it means that every time you come to Dialogue in the Dark, you'll have a different story.
Well, is there any also, because it sounds like it's such an incredible project and super happy that it's already reached its first birthday, is there any plans to kind of expand into Sydney or other surrounding kind of Australian cities, or is for now this kind of Melbourne going to be the hub and until something else happens?
Well, we are partnered with Guide Dogs Australia, so all of our employees are employed by Guide Dog Victoria. 100% of the profits from Dialogue in the Dark does go to Guide Dogs Australia. We do have the license for Australia, and there are opportunities for us to expand it if Melbourne continues to be the success that it is.
Well, if we want to come along on the weekend and help celebrate the first birthday, where's somewhere where we could possibly find out some more information?
Sure. We're open all weekend, as we are every weekend. Our actual first birthday celebrations take place this Sunday, and you can purchase tickets from our website, which is dialogueinthedark.com.au.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Peter. And for those that might have missed it, it's at the District Docklands Level 1 in Melbourne, in the city centre. It's Dialogue in the Dark. Super easy to find tickets. As you mentioned, book online at dialogueinthedark.com.au/tickets. Or I'm sure if you just go to the main page, it'll also send you in that direction. But thank you so much for joining us this morning and getting up early to chat to us.
No problems at all. Have a great day.
Have a great day. We'll be joined in just a moment with Collarts and Bede Kennedy from Castle Coma. But for now, it is Scuttlebutt with the Finks on Get Serial on Sin 90.7.
That there was the Babe Rainbow with Love Forever. In the middle of that was November Has Come by Gorillaz, and at the top of that musical bracket was Scuttlebutt by the Finks. You're listening to Sin 90.7 with Eddie, Dan, and Rubes. We've got a little bit of an interview coming up with a really cool band. They are called Castle Coma, but that's not for a little bit longer. So we're moving up the Friday footy tips to right now.
Giving them a little bit more airtime. Giving them some room to breathe. Just because we think you've been getting off easy. You've been getting off light, and we think we're going to up the ante. Well, Rubes is going to turn up the heat on you, my man. That's what's going to happen.
Give us
your tip of the week.
Okay.
And what you think is going to happen, and you have to guarantee that. Otherwise, you have to do a dare. Ooh. Yeah.
Not a dare.
Got my own sound effects, my man.
Wait. There we go. Ka-chow. All right, so hear me out. Last week, Melbourne Demons. Who did they play? Adelaide. How much did they win by?
A lot.
They won by 91 points.
Yeah.
Too much.
Week before that, Melbourne Demons. Who did they play? Carlton. How much did they win by?
A lot.
109 points. So what I'm saying this week...
It's a lot of points.
Melbourne are playing Western Bulldogs. Now, I'm not saying they're going to get another 90-point win. What I am saying...
Do it, you coward.
50 points. Melbourne's going to win by a half ton at Etihad Stadium against the Dogs, which the Dogs, you know, very much have the advantage.
By at least 50 points.
Minimum 50 points the Melbourne Demons will get up. They're on a roll. They're on fire. Doesn't stop in the red legs.
Do you accept that wager, Rubes?
I do accept that.
Do you think that Melbourne could actually beat the Doggies by 50 points?
I don't think they can make it 3 in a row.
No.
Well, they're 5 in a row at the moment.
Of beating teams by 50 or more points.
Yeah. Well, of just winning 5 games. Wow. You know, you've got to start somewhere, guys.
Rubes, what does Dan have to do if he is incorrect?
If Dan is incorrect, he has to do a bit of karaoke live on air and sing Holy Grail with his guitar if he can get it to the studio.
Do you accept, my good man?
I'll try get my guitar. If not, we can find a live karaoke backup song and I can sing over the top of that. But I'll accept it. I'll accept it.
Good enough. It is an agreement. And you, like, you said it on air. I think this is the closest we're going to get to finally embarrassing you live on air. Because I was very disappointed last week because we were going to get a signed picture that you were going to draw of Rubes and I. And it was going to be beautiful. Well, and you took that from me. And
sorry that I'm so good at tipping.
Well, I don't know.
Because last week I tipped Melbourne by 3 goals. That was my sure thing against Adelaide. And they won by 91.
Well, then you were wrong.
Well, more than 3 goals.
Yeah, but, you know.
No, that's right. That is more than right. I'm rolling that Melbourne bandwagon.
I think you got to be a little bit riskier with your tips is all I'm
saying.
This
is pretty risky.
We'll see.
50 points?
Yeah, it's a lot of points.
You're just saying it's not risky to up me up more.
Yeah, essentially. That's essentially exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. But we do have an interview coming up with Castle Coma with Bede Kennedy, so stick around for that. But what do we have coming up at the moment, just before the 8:30 news?
We've got California Soul by Marlena Shaw.
This is Sin 90.7 on Get Serial with Eddie, Dan and Rubes.
All right, that was Melody's Echo Chamber with I Follow You. And before the news, we had California Soul by Marlena Shaw. And we had a bit of What Is Love by Hadaway. It's a silly one, but we like it here at Sin, which is what you're tuned into on 90.7 FM with Eddie, Dan and Rubes. Can't go any higher. We know we have an interview. We've been looking forward to this one all morning. We are joined by the illustrious Bede from Castle Coma. Are you there, mate?
I certainly am. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries.
Thank you for getting up this morning, getting up early. We know it's tough, but we all made the challenge here. Just a quick one. How are you feeling this morning? Are you in Australia? You're in Australia at the moment, I believe.
Yes, I'm in Australia. I'm in Sydney, Australia, and I will not lie to you. Your test call before was my alarm, so it was great. I'm feeling good, and I'm ready to chat about all things the band. So thanks for having me.
Be honest, are you in bed right now?
No, I'm sitting up. I don't like it when people talk when they're lying down. It's freaky, you know.
It's not natural.
I'm sitting up at the dinner table with a water, trying to sound like a 12 p.m.
Not a coffee. Not. Or water.
Well,
no, just
you're here. You're in Melbourne right. You're in Sydney, sorry, right now. But you're not usually in Australia, despite being Australian. Want to tell us what it's like living in Nashville?
It's good. I mean, yeah, well, we moved to Nashville a little while ago. It's pretty good. It's just kind of like very country, you know, like there's lots of guns. There's lots of people that are big and loud. So, you know, we kind of copped a lot of that while we were there.
Is it the Brisbane?
We're sort of, you know,
of
relocating to LA when we get back. But, yeah, we leave to go back to America on Thursday. And the plan is just to do, like, a few festivals, and we're doing, like, a six-week tour of the whole country. And then I think we'll go and stay in LA for a bit, because Nashville was good, but, like, our songs just aren't country enough, you know?
Well,
pretty country place.
Would you be able to tell us a little bit about your decision to move over there? So we know a bit, but would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about what, like, kind of went into deciding to move over to America and that kind of thought process?
Yeah, man, certainly. So basically, there's a lot of, like, things that it sort of stemmed from, but the biggest things were we went over to South by Southwest. And we were an independent band. We're managing ourselves, and no deals on the table. And we did that in 2017. And we went over, played like 8 shows in 3 days, and like out of that little stint, we got American management, American label, American booking agent, American publishing deal.
Oh, wow.
So we kind of were like getting a lot of heat from them, being like, look, we need to start working closer with you. And they had the plan to kind of, like, you know, lead us out from America as opposed to from Australia. And we're like, look, you know, we're still young. Like, we may as well give it a crack, you know. May as well just move to America for a bit, see if it works, and come back. And you know, like, Australia, we've wanted to, you know, break out in Australia, I suppose, for, you know, 3 or 4 years now, but it can be hard. And so we were like, why not do America and see what happens? And, like, so far, it's been a great decision.
That's also something I was a bit interested in, because now that you've kind of got a foothold in America, because you've been played on Sirius XM, I think it is, and K-Rock, but now that you've kind of got a foothold in America, is it strange kind of coming back home and having to work harder for a fan base in your own home country? Is that like a weird kind of shift that you guys have to make mentally?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, like, the shows we're playing in America are a lot bigger now than what we're playing in Australia, and I actually feel like that might get even, there might be more of an extrapolation between the two maybe over the next 6 months. But, like, hopefully, well, we're always going to keep coming back to Australia to play shows. So hopefully, you know, someone hears about us over here eventually, or enough people hear about us eventually that they can kind of be on the same level. But, yeah, I mean, it's not crazy right now because we haven't even released the album or anything. We haven't even put, like, one of the songs off the album to radio yet. But it's certainly showing. Yeah.
Before we play that song, I want to ask, growing up in Australia and moving to America and trying, you know, trying and being a working professional musician in both countries, how do you find the difference of the two industries that we have? You know, obviously Australia have a much smaller population than America. There's a lot more opportunities happening over there. But do you find there are more similarities than there are differences, or is it just two completely different worlds?
Yeah, look, I'm, like, obviously not going to pretend like I'm an expert either of them, but certainly what I have been exposed to so far, they're completely different worlds. Like, you know, like, we're about to do a six-week tour across the whole country in July, and I think we're doing, like, 45 dates in, you know, 55 across 55 days, and like we're going to a different radio station which has a listenership of, you know, anywhere from 100,000 to, you know, 5 million people every day. And like, you know, you just think about it, like, it just blows my mind to think that that's even a possibility, because in Australia there's kind of like, you know, there's not that kind of availability.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a numbers thing, really. Like, Australia has all the infrastructure, just not the people. Like, if we just had 300 million people, we'd be laughing, right? You know, it'd be sweet. We'd all be rich, but there's only 20, so it's struggling.
Would we all be rich? I don't know. Maybe.
We've got to make some more babies. That's the key, you know? Fill this place with listeners, and then we'll be sweet. Anyway.
You wrote an article for the Sydney Morning Herald earlier this year about the decline of venues allowing live music. How has the Sydney music scene affected you?
That's a good question. The Sydney music scene has affected us greatly in a very positive way, because it's where we started, and we, you know, we pretty much just grew up playing every venue you could, and trying to play bigger and bigger venues. But I think the situation that we're currently in is there is only about 3 or 4 venues you can play now that you can play your own music to an audience that has any, you know, level of interest for a fee.
Yeah.
So there's still, like, you know, there's still the Horden and the Enmore and the Metro and stuff that have big shows where you can pick it, you know. But I mean, in terms of, like, you know, what the Beresford or the Stain or the Goody Pab or, you know, places used to do, or like the Annandale and stuff, where you could sort of get a fee and do it, it's running out. So, yeah, I mean, that's another big reason why we went over to America, because it's just like, we went to Nashville and there's just like bands in every pub for days, and they're like there from, you know, 1 p.m. all the way till 4 a.m. You know, and there's just so many more opportunities in that sense. So, yeah, I mean, it's affected us great, like, well, because we've learned resilience and we actually, in order to make money in the early days, we created a second band. Like, we had an alias and we'd play cover gigs under that alias, because it was easier to get a cover gig than it was to get your own gig. So we've done hundreds of those under a different name just to get better. But it's super annoying because you're playing other people's music and no one wants to hear that. So,
yeah.
I mean, well, it's kind of, there's many assets, but
we have a bit of your music here at the moment. We do have your track, your newly released single that you released back in April. We've got Move with us. Would you be able to just tell us a little bit about that before we play it for all the listeners?
I can. It is a certified banger. it is a great song. Our first single off the album. It sort of gets people dancing straight away. We had, like, the whole crowd at the Big Pineapple Fest on the weekend sort of, like, moving side to side as one. You know, it's bringing unity across people everywhere, and we love it. So hopefully, I don't know, hopefully more people hear it.
No, it's okay. We'll stick around. We'll be joining with you just after this, but this is Move. Do you want to introduce it, actually?
Yeah, why not? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Castle Coma's latest single, the number one hit banger, to us and no one else. Move. Enjoy.
And you're listening to it on Sin 90.7 with Eddie, Dan and Rubes.
Welcome back. That was Move by Castle Cone. We're welcomed back with Bede. Hey, you still there, Bede?
I am. How good was that one?
Did you enjoy hearing it on the radio?
Yeah,
it's not bad. Over your phone.
Thank you for giving me that great feeling.
No, of course. Now, we just want to know a little bit more about what the rest of your year looks like. When can we expect the album to come out?
Mate, I can give you the exclusive, world exclusive, that it will come out in October.
Whoa, well.
Yeah, but I don't know that. I'm pretty sure it's like early October. I can't give you the exact date, but yeah, coming out on a genuine record label in October. And before that, we'll be releasing a few singles. But in terms of what our year looks like, yeah, we head back to America on Thursday. And then we're doing some festivals. And then we're going on a big tour of America. And then the period between August and October is yet to be written. But hopefully we get to either come back to Australia for a bit or do a bigger tour. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because you just did a bit of a tour, and you are still in kind of Australia for a little bit, though, I believe. Do you have any shows coming up? Can we find out any more information about any of those? Or
thank you for asking. We do indeed, and you wouldn't believe it, we're playing in Melbourne on Saturday night.
Oh, what do you know? It's almost like that was meant to happen.
It's almost as if this interview coincides with your shows.
It is a crazy, crazy, crazy coincidence.
Some would say coincidence. Some would say good PR agency.
Yeah. So tonight, which is Friday, we are playing in Canberra, Transabar, and then tomorrow, Saturday night, we're playing at Northcote Social. Josh Cashman is coming, Melbourne hero, an all-round legend. Lottie Liams is playing with us in Melbourne, and then Tipsy Scholars and Josh Cashman again in Canberra. So it's going to be a huge night of talent, dancing, sweat, fun. Bring it on.
Well, there's going to be a lot of moving, that's for sure. But where can we find out a little bit of where to get the tickets? Is your Facebook page probably the best place to go to, or is there the band page, I guess?
Yeah, all our socials are our website. It's all on there. Or our Instagram. We've literally stuck that link pretty much everywhere we can. So get on it.
Perfect. So, for those playing at home, it's castlecombamusic.com/shows, or you can just hit up their Instagram, Castlecomba, or I'm sure the Facebook is exactly the same. But thank you very much for joining us this morning, B. Thanks for getting us on the second call.
And waking me up. I appreciate the wake up call. It's been beautiful.
No, thank you for giving us the world exclusive, and we wish you luck for the rest of the year and going forward. So
and
thanks
good
for
luck
joining
tonight
us.
For your show.
Really appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much. Talk to you another time.
Thank you. So now we're just going to go to a quick music break. This is Car Seat Headrest with Joe Gets Kicked Out of School for Using Drugs.
Language warning?
Yes.
Yeah, language warning. And I'm
weak. We're running low on time. That was Car Seat Headrest with Joe Gets Kicked Out of School for Using Drugs. Are Better With Friends is the name of that track. Listen, we've had a great show with all of you today, haven't we?
I've had a lot of fun.
Yes, I've had
a lot of fun. It's been a great day. Been a great start to the morning.
Friday's always good because you're backing yourself for a great day.
Yeah. Great start of the weekend.
Look,
yeah,
thank definitely. You both for an amazing show.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for putting up with me.
So, no worries.
As always.
If you're tuning in at home, in the car, at work, on the go, stick around because we've got the Sport Desk coming up. They've got some great insights into the wild world of sports. Is it Wild World or Wide World?
Wide World.
Well, that's if you work for Channel 9, then it's the Wide World of Sports. But also... Wild World of Sports, if you're watching MXC. if you miss the show, you want to catch either of the interviews, then you can catch the podcast online. Get Zero Fridays, and we'll have the date of each one, so... Even if you want to go check out old episodes, you're more than welcome. But the next up is the Sports Desk. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Thank you.
This is Kate Trinata with Got It Good.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.